Welcome to To Be Wed's podcast. This is Stephanie Peterson. Today, my guest and I will be discussing the importance of creating a beautiful ceremony. So let's get right into it by first introducing Jerry and Julie Law. Hello, you two.
Good morning.
Hi, Stephanie. It's a delight to be with you.
Excellent. Great to have you here. Jerry and Julie Law have a wedding ministry called From This Day Forward, which you can find them online at fromthisdayforward.com. Jerry and Julie, before we get started, can you tell us a little bit about your wedding ministries?
Well, hi, Stephanie. As we said, From This Day Forward is a wedding ministry that was created really with one thing in mind, and that is for us to create and conduct custom, personalized wedding ceremonies. We focus on a couple's individual story and try to tell that story in the ceremony.
Excellent. All of our listeners that do not have your officiant services, please check Jerry and Julie out online, once again, at fromthisdayforward.com. All right, my first question is, you know, wedding these days can be complicated events to plan, filled with lots of details and demanding a lot of your time, energy, and money. Why have a wedding at all? Why not just elope?
Well, Stephanie, your wonderful, fulfilling, challenging, and loving relationship is worthy of creating a ritual that celebrates your partnership with the people in your life who mean the most to you. Now, when we say the word ritual, don't think we're talking about day-to-day habits. You know, you might wash your hair every day as part of your morning ritual, but frankly, no matter how consistently you shampoo, well, it just doesn't add meaning to your life. Meaningful rituals, on the other hand, change lives. You know, we've talked to hundreds of brides and grooms who've been living together and who might be thinking, you know, a wedding ceremony won't really make any difference. But the truth is, what you say in public within a ceremony that reflects and clarifies what you may see in each other, the way you treat each other, and speaks to the value of your partnership, this will add tremendous meaning to your lives. A ritual separates us from your day-to-day ordinary existence and creates a place and time where you deliberately express your intentions for, well, creating a lasting marriage and your plans for becoming a family.
You know, another great thing about a wedding is that it's a wonderful occasion to remember where you and your fiancé started, and it allows you to see both how your love and your relationship has grown and changed since that time.
Well, and of course, don't forget about the vows. The promises that you exchange during your wedding ceremony are actually a blueprint for living your life. Your promises, pledges, and vows can support you and your relationship when facing the trials life will surely bring you away.
So why should a couple take the time to personalize their ceremony? What's wrong with an officiant or minister reading from a script?
Well, we don't really believe that it's wrong to have a standardized ceremony. We just believe that a wedding celebration can be so much more. Taking the time to create a ceremony that's reflective of your personalities, your values, your background, and your love for one another will give you the greatest sense of joy in living and reliving your wedding. In choosing all parts of your wedding ceremony with care, and by speaking words from your heart, you're going to touch the hearts of everyone there. A personal, customized ceremony is the opportunity to show yourselves and your witnesses that you're creating a marriage that's the envy of all, not just a great wedding party that's the envy of all.
Okay, you make a very good point, but where should a couple start?
Well, frankly, we assume that a couple's already working with a good wedding planner, someone who will make handling all the logistics and details of a meaningful ceremony a whole lot easier. You may already have decided on a romantic location, you know, the perfect time of day, the most delicious food, the prettiest flowers, and of course a cake that's the tastiest, and then the music that suits your lifestyle, the most beautiful of gowns, and so on. However, without finding just the right person to conduct your ceremony, well, you still just have one great party. So we believe finding that right person is critical.
What qualities should a bride and groom look for in an officiant, and where do you find someone?
Well, To Be Wed is an excellent place to start. Of course, the internet and the phone book are filled with names of ministers and officiants who want to perform your ceremony, but the best way to know if a person is right for your big day means sitting down with someone to ensure this person reflects the spirit and the tone that you want created. It's not always easy to find someone who will pay very careful attention to exactly what you want and who also has the ability to then conduct your ceremony in a meaningful way. And, you know, we feel that you should consider the following questions when looking for an officiant. First, which person can best make our wedding ceremony special and remembered? Will this person write a ceremony specifically and especially for us? Next, who do we feel comfortable with in working through the process of creating our own unique ceremony? Is this the kind of person who wants to build a relationship that will lead to trust and comfort on our wedding day? You know, Stephanie, we always tell our brides, when you're walking down that aisle and you look up at that officiant, the last thing that should be on your mind is, I don't know this guy and I don't know what he's gonna say. Frankly, the only thing that should be on your mind as you're walking down that aisle is that handsome groom. Another question to consider is, who will put the energy and thought into interpreting our desires and elevating our ceremony into something meaningful, not only for us, but also for our guests? And then, who will allow us to include new and original ideas into our wedding ceremony that are meaningful? Who will allow us to, well, frankly, just omit the things that really aren't us? And then, who has the energy and enthusiasm for our wedding? And finally, will this person be the type of officiant who will care about our joys and sorrows even after the wedding?
You know, Jerry, another couple of pretty practical considerations would have to include, what training does the officiant have? Is their job as a minister or an officiant just something they do on the side, or is it a role that they take very seriously? Another thing to think about is, do you like the sound of his or her voice? Remember, this is the person who will hopefully inspire, instruct, and delight you and your guests at your ceremony. Okay, and then let's get down to it. What are the officiant fees? We all know weddings are expensive, but the words that are spoken at your wedding need to be able to last a lifetime. This is also a good time to point out that you're paying an officiant for much more than the hour that they're present at your wedding. Other costs that will be included will be working with you to create a great ceremony, editing changes to the ceremony as it goes from its very first draft to the final version. How about travel? Traveling to and from your ceremony site, sometimes more than once. How about conducting and leading your ceremony rehearsal? And of course, there are as many meetings, phone calls, or emails that you need to make you feel great about your ceremony, all included. And I guess last but not least, and this may sound trivial, but what exactly is your officiant going to wear? Do you want them to appear in a tux? Maybe a black suit? How about clergy robes if you go for a spiritual tone? Or tropical hat and a shirt? Anything that fits the tone of your ceremony. Will your officiant be flexible to wear any of those or something unique?
Excellent. So, Jerry and Julie, you found just the right officiant. What comes next?
Well, Stephanie, let me tell you a little bit about what we do. Once we've been hired, we send a couple what we like to call wedding homework, which is a very effective tool in getting to know our couples and then creating their ceremony. Homework is a great group of questions designed to help us reflect your deepest feelings and intentions.
You know, we also ask in the homework, whose weddings do you remember and why? What made them great? Or what made them boring and uncomfortable? Was the minister interesting? What elements did the couple include that made their ceremony very unique? We always encourage our brides and grooms to discuss their backgrounds and their family traditions that they enjoyed as growing up. Based on a handout that we also give them, it lists the traditional components in a wedding service. We ask our couples to make a list of what matters to them from that list, and we also ask them what they would like to exclude from a traditional ceremony. And of course, we continually encourage couples not to get overwhelmed by this process. Take deep breaths and call us every step along the way.
So what about second marriages or even vow renewal ceremonies?
You know, there's an old song that goes, "Love can be lovelier the second time around." You know, love and commitment can certainly be more meaningful and infinitely more precious, well, when you've been given a second chance at finding just the right person who makes your life complete. We believe that everyone should have a fantastic ceremony to celebrate the fact that they have found that special someone who allows them to believe in love all over again. We also love it when couples publicly renew their commitment to each other and celebrate the achievement of their lasting marriage. Often vow renewals are planned to coincide with milestone anniversaries, such as a 5th, 10th, 25th, or even 50th wedding anniversary. But they can also be done just about any time you want to acknowledge your marriage history, remembering exactly where you started and looking forward to where you're going next.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Do you have any closing thoughts for our listeners?
Well, you know, there are really only three essential elements to a legal wedding ceremony. Number one, the exchange of vows. Number two, the proclamation by your officiant and the signing of your license by you, your officiant, and two witnesses over the age of 18. But a wedding ritual is truly a wonderful moment in your life where you publicly commit to all the joys and responsibilities of sharing your life with the person who delights you most in this world. So as you plan for that wedding ceremony, make sure it carries all the unique and beautiful meanings that you want to express and that you lovingly hold in your memory. Then, of course, find an officiant who will transform your ceremony from generic and ordinary to beautiful, heartfelt, and truly inspirational.
Excellent. Jerry and Julie, this has been a wealth of information for our listeners, and we thank you so much for being here. I want to encourage everyone to see you online at fromthisdayforward.com. Thank you so much, Jerry and Julie.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Thanks for having us. Thank you. It was a pleasure.